Jeff Van Vonderen is a nationally known speaker on chemical dependency and church and family wellness. Along with presenting seminars and offering counseling through Damascus Incorporated, Jeff serves as the pastor of counseling for a thriving church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He is a certified chemical dependency practitioner in the state of Minnesota. Jeff has a BA in communications and has earned a Master of Divinity degree in pastoral ministries. He has received advanced training from the University of Utah School on Alcoholism and Other Drug Dependencies, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, and the University of Minnesota in such areas as incest, child abuse, assessment of mental health disorders, family systems, and church and school involvement in the education and prevention of chemical dependency. The following presentation is entitled Emotions, Relational Bridges or Barriers.
Relational bridges or barriers. What that means to me is that what I feel or how I feel can either serve as a mechanism that drives me toward relationships to build them up or drives me away from relationships to cause problems in the relationships. Heavy or light emotions, or what we might call negative or positive emotions, are equally as capable of forming bridges or barriers in our relationships. I don't personally think there's anything like a negative or a bad emotion, and I'll talk about that later. But even those relationship problems that we have that are caused by whatever kinds of emotional things that happen in our relationships, those same emotions that cause the problem can serve as the little nudge that we need to go toward the person and solve the problem that they caused in the first place. There is no such thing as a bad emotion. There are wasted emotions, I think. I think we waste a lot of our emotions. We don't notice them. We don't take advantage of them. A little more than a year ago, my father died. It was in May of 1982. He was killed by a cancerous tumor that had wrapped itself around his insides and choked off his vital organs, and I won't get into all what that was about, but he was sick for a long time. I remember him being sick way back when I was in high school, going to clinics, getting medication, going on special diets, all this kind of stuff. Even a year before he died, he underwent a radical surgery and had his large intestine removed. And so it wasn't a surprise last year when he died, but the problem is this.